In this video, I'm talking about the autism brain and how Asperger's impact learning, including three issues that I think are super important to know about. All that is coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you just stumbled across this video and you'd like to learn more, remember to hit that subscribe button down below by hitting that notification bell. Also, if you're watching over on Facebook, be sure to give this page a like and a follow to see more videos just like this. In this video, guys, I'm covering three of the most interesting things that you should know about, how autism impacts the learning capability of the learning brain. Part of a person with autism. Right, let's get on with it. Hey guys, welcome back. What's going on? Oh man, I'm just loving tea out of this mug. I haven't used this mug in ages. I don't know if you guys can see this, but it's a Facebook creator's mug. I actually had this when I was in VidCon last year. Oh, memories. But this year, no VidCon because COVID like just takes over everything, doesn't it? So, chin chin. As always, guys, I am drinking green tea, decaffeinated, because I don't do caffeine, but I do green tea. It's so good. So if you haven't already, please go and follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I do videos on all of those every single week as well. So yeah, you should totally check me out on there. There's content and blogs and all kinds of stuff. But yeah, anyway, check out the stuff in the links in the description because there's loads of things there. If you have anything to add to this discussion, I always want to hear it. So pop me a comment down below. Let's get on with the video. Okay, so I wanted to do a video all about how like the learning experience and how someone with like, I have a diagnosis of Asperger's syndrome, and I was thinking to myself, Dan, you know, how does having Asperger's impact your ability to learn stuff, right? And this can transpose not just for education in the forms of like academic education or like, you know, preschool education. I'm on about like, it's learning everything. So I've kind of jotted down three of the things that I think make learning an issue for people on the autism spectrum and why this is apparent. Because I feel like if we can understand and learn, and if you're new around here to this channel, what I'm trying to do is explain my vision and my story and how I see things from the world through an autistic person's point of view to hopefully help engage with you. If you're autistic, then have some camaraderie with you. And if you're not autistic, but you're helping support somebody on the autism spectrum, have a relationship with you where you can learn from me. And that's pretty cool. So I wanted to do this video because I think that there's an important lesson to be learned, which is quite interesting because I'm talking about learning, in the fact that the learning style, learning types of a person with autism can really differ. You know, it's an autism spectrum at the end of the day, and we have to kind of take that into consideration when we're dealing with people on the spectrum and figure out how we're able to support them better. So I've written out this list of three things which I'm going to explain about now and explain a little bit backstories between those and see how this can maybe help you. And yeah, that's super awesome. If you like this video and you really want to help me out, please give it a thumbs up. And if you want to support me at all, there should be a Patreon link down below with some extra courses and information there where you can exclusively get on Patreon, or if you just want to support this channel, I'd be so grateful if you could do that. All right, so number one, it's a focusing. Now, focusing can be a really tough challenge for people on the spectrum, and this could be like a twofold, right? It can actually work contrary to itself. So someone with an autism spectrum condition can have a really good focus on something that they really want. Like, how many times you walked in and somebody on the autism spectrum is like playing a game and you've shouted their name like, hey, how's it going? And they're just like, you know, tapping out on their like Xbox or iPad or whatever, and they kind of zone out of everything around them. Well, this kind of extreme hyperfocus lets the person then zone out, and this is a kind of focus which is a laser focus for something that they're excessively interested in. Now, if you put that in a schooling environment, it may be not the thing that they're most interested in, so they're going to have difficulty engaging with that protocol. Not to mention, on the contrary, if they have a comorbid condition of ADHD, which most people on the autism spectrum do, and I myself are one of those, then you're going to have this conflict where they're going to be able to not want to concentrate because they're going to be trying to switch between different things. I remember when I was in school, when I was in preschool, one of the things, we were having a science lesson, and preschool teachers aren't qualified scientists, but they do teach science because they just kind of read it from a curriculum book, which I think is a bit of a really weird way of doing stuff, but whatever. And I was always correcting them. And in one story, I was correcting them because they tried to tell us that sound travels faster than light, which is complete bogus because we all know that light travels faster than anything we know of currently. And I corrected them, and then they got really annoyed about it. So then I just like focused out, you know, I just kind of just like, no, I'm not doing that. I couldn't focus on it because they weren't listening to me, and I couldn't have a relationship with them where they were they really understanding what I was saying. My parents had this issue where they'd come in all the time and they'd say, oh, Dan's been calling stuff out in class and he's not, you know, engaging in the right way, but I guess they just need to know how I focus on things and the things that I wanted to engage with. And if they could at least meet me halfway, then I probably would have had a bit more of a focus on it. But focus is a huge topic. It's a huge issue. And it's something that we need to kind of just look at. It's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It's just something that happens. It's just apparent. And when something is apparent about a person, then we should take that time to understand and learn from that. Okay, so number two. Okay, so number two is verbal commands. Verbal commands. Oh my goodness. I have this issue where my girlfriend will come home, right? And verbal commands are very interesting. Let me, before I tell you my story, verbal commands, I've split them into two categories here. So there's, most people on the spectrum will have issues with understanding commands of any type, especially verbal command, because we're not very kind of like imagination thinkers when we're trying to think of something on the spot, if that makes sense. We're very creative and we have very, you know, photographic and vivid imaginations. But when you're trying to explain something, which I'll explain in a second, in a verbal command, it's hard to kind of picture that, and it's hard to visualize that in your head when you haven't got any reference point or nothing to be completely solid, right? For instance, my girlfriend will be like, yo, Dan, go to the kitchen and get X, Y, Z, and B, and whatever. And then I'll be like, yeah, all right. And I get there, and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't even know why. Am I in the right room? Like, you know? And so unless she like writes it down, says, get this, 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 and this from here, from there, the detail is the important part. When you're asking someone on the spectrum to do something, you need to write it down or draw it out, but also put in the detail of where it is. It's next to this, this is this color, and it looks like this. Like, there's no ambiguity that someone can get when they're on the autism spectrum. It has to be precise, it has to be detailed. This is golden. So when you're trying to give someone a verbal command to do something like that, always remember, they are gonna be having difficulties understanding what on earth you were talking about. And it just, it's the one thing that I kind of think, oh, I wish I was better at, but it is what it is. Now, the second type of verbal command is a list of something. When you give somebody a list of things like, hey Dan, I used to work in a multimedia company, and they said to me like, hey Dan, can you do this, 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 and this, and then email me over the reports. And I'm like, what? Like, what? So I would then have to say to them, right, okay, what I need you to do is write that down, email it to me with a little picture, and then I will digest that information, and then I can get you what you need. Giving a listed format in verbal communication is so difficult for people on the autism spectrum to kind of visualize, grasp, and then hold on to that information. It's something that is quite difficult for many people when you're just giving, like, you know, verbal lists and stuff like that. You need rock solid, you need like actual detail. Like, I need hard, solid detail because I'm gonna go crazy. That kind of really, really messes with me. But that's the beauty of the autism brain. It has this really amazing function of being so diverse that it rocks all kinds of stuff. Like, it'd be the best Minecraft and Fortnite player in the entire world. We can like rack up every Pokemon on a Pokedex, but when it comes to like, hey, can you just do these four things that I've asked verbally, it's a real issue, which is what makes it so fascinating, right? And if you agree with me, you've got to smash that thumbs up button. I love you. Okay, so number three, the last thing I'm going to talk about here to do with autism and in how it affects learning is the speed and time or time duration of someone's learning experience. So we all have, everybody in the world, not just people who are autistic, neurotypical people also have different learning types and different learning speeds, and we all don't learn at the exact same speed, but people with autism need a little bit extra help sometimes. And that being said, when you're in a class full of people and you're trying to learn something, getting up to that speed and everybody moving forward at the same time, it's so difficult, because you'll have people on the spectrum who will just drop off and just zone out of that whole learning experience because they haven't had enough time caretaken to give them that experience that they really could benefit from. So I remember sitting in class and then we'd go through something on the board and I'd be like, huh, okay. But then I'd be like, oh, I don't really understand that. Before I'd had a chance to really think about it and kind of time to digest that, they were like 6 or 7 steps ahead. And everyone in the class is just like zooming ahead. So I just ended up being like, okay, well, I'm never gonna get that. So I'm just gonna zone out and not get it, you know? And it's not a good experience. It's not something that is advised, but it's something that happens. And so when you're having a learning environment, try and take the time to assess who is there, assess what their learning speed is, because it just takes a little bit of extra time sometimes to explain something or to rationale with somebody or have that kind of, you know, conversion of thought with somebody. But that's pretty much one of the main reasons why I sucked at school. You know, school was really bad, and I know you guys are probably having the same experience in school. And if you are having the same experience in school, drop me a comment down below and let me know what you think about it. And if you have any comments or stories, I'd love to read them and you know, and talk to you guys. So that being said, guys, these are all very, very important. I hope that this made sense. If you think this can help somebody, please share it on Facebook and Twitter. And if you are new, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, and I'll see you next time, guys. Peace out.